Well, there it is. There's the music. Pour yourself a cold one. It's Thursday night, and you're listening to Kayak Fishing Radio. I'm Chip Gibson, the tree hugger. Who's that?
That's me. I don't have a sound. That's my sound effect.
Oh, that's your soundtrack? Okay. All right. So that's Bill Howard Haywood joining me in Buzzard Row. I think Mr. Becker is on his way. He said he had to clean off the table and put the dishes in the dishwasher. But I see, Mr. Lozier, one half at least of the Double L crew, our Tuesday night hosts, and looks like Tommy just hit the refresh button for. Get it going there, but Tommy Head Jigs has joined us also. So it's Thursday. How you been, Bill? Man, what's up?
Whew, tired. Been good though. It's a good tired.
Right. We will. Getting some feedback on.
That's my speaker. That's me.
That's you. Okay. You need to get some headphones.
Yeah, you know, I got earbuds in. I'm on my laptop. I forgot to turn the mute off.
Oh,
these things confuse me. I'm confused.
It's all that modern stuff.
All that modern stuff scares me.
My grandfather used to say, "Your machine is making noises." Hello, 727. Is that you, Mr. Becker?
Nope. Sorry.
Hello. No.
This is Rock.
It's Duckbeard.
The Tuck Beard. Yeah, that's me.
The bearded one. Rob DeVore, the Bad Backcast from Yaktastic Videos, joining us here on Buzzard Drill. How you doing, Rob?
Good. How are you?
I'm well, man. I'm well. The weekend is almost upon us. It looks like there might be some fishable weather. And I tried to defeat the weather gods and Jobu. And we're planning on spending the weekend. We're going back to Perdido area, Pensacola, and but I plan to stay in a campground in Alabama, just across the line, you know, so that the Jobu might not think that I was in Florida and turn on the wind machine.
But did it rain on you this last week?
A little bit going at home on Sunday afternoon, but it was good weather while we were there. We got a good walk around the park and all, and I guess, you know, that we did some pre-work. You know, it was a good site visit. We're just a little less than 6 months out from the boondoggle, and things are rolling. Things are looking good.
Cool.
Can go ahead and let you know. It was myself and Adam from Yak Angler and Jerry Fairbanks. She's been helping us out with marketing stuff and has partnered with us on the boondoggle endeavor there to make this thing work. She's been a marketing consultant for quite a while. Everybody met her. She's known as paddling fan. She was with us in Chukaloski there, her and her husband Bob. Great folks. And so we went down and met with the Perdido Chamber of Commerce representative, Tina, and the park manager there, Jeff. And sorry, I don't know their last names, but we'll have them on as we get closer. I told them to expect a call from Kayak Fishing Radio to join us here on the air one night and talk about what's going on down there. But the campgrounds look good. We've got... Actually, we've only got about probably 25 sites out of 130 left that are open for reservations. And the if you're in the primitive site, it's kind of cool over there. Big fire ring, you know, and benches around the fire ring. And there's actually I see Jerry just posted it this evening on the Kayak Fishing Boondoggle Facebook page. The little amphitheater or kind of a movie theater that's over there in the primitive site. So we'll probably show some kayak fishing or kayak Kevin videos and maybe some Yaktastic videos there. We'll get a projector and show that. And it looks like some really cool fishing grounds out there. And a lot of cool things to do. I mean, so if you don't want to fish or whatever, there's a lot of stuff around the area. The Naval Aviation Museum and all that looked really cool. So it's a good visit, and I didn't even take any kayaks. I drove down. They flew in. But I didn't take the kayaks for fear that I would be tempted to fish. It was a good thing I didn't, because there were guys out on the beach catching pompano and stuff, and it was like I was very tempted to ditch the work and go fishing. But we managed to maintain discipline, but I'll go back this weekend and make it happen. So, but other than that, I see that Mr. Becker has joined us. He's poking around here in the studio, knocking over trash cans and stuff. And I got also 757. You're on the air with Kayak Fishing Radio. Good evening.
What's going on, man?
Oh, it's the Wheeler, our freshwater guru and low sodium expert there. How you doing, Mark?
Doing good, buddy. Doing good. Good to hear you guys had fun down in Perdido area.
It was enjoyable. I think it's going to be a good site for the boondoggle. Certainly, I'm very familiar with the area. We lived there for probably 4, 5, 7 years of my career in the Pensacola area. So it's not a problem finding fresh seafood, even if you can't catch it. There's plenty of places there to get a hold of it. So did enjoy some fresh grouper and cobia this week, though. I filled up a cooler before I came home. So
awesome.
Very tasty stuff. So
definitely.
Yeah. So speaking of cobia, as I hope everyone has seen the 70-pound brute that was taken just off the beach in Pensacola area this weekend or this week. My goodness, what an incredible feat that is, huh?
Oh yeah, that's one that you could hang your hat on and be like, yeah, I did that kind of
yeah,
thing. You got it on video too, which is awesome.
That was really cool. So, but that was a big fish, man. So, I just see that Chris Johnson out of the Pensacola area, one of the members of the Howe group there, Emerald Coast, put up a fish. They're catching redfish tonight. And
nice.
Yeah, so looking good. What else? Mr. Becker, you don't want to talk yet? He's keeping himself on mute there. He must be. Must be reciting something.
No, I just figured when you were ready, you'd just click the button. So I'm just sitting here and leaning back in the seat and enjoying the ride.
I kind of threw clips at you and you didn't respond, so I figured you didn't want to do it. So
atomic batteries to power, turbines to speed.
So, anyways,
there you go.
So we have a story that needs to be told. I saw some shots fired left and right there between Mr. Becker and Haywood from last weekend's fishing expedition. Something about a tarpon or something like that. I don't know. Who should we get the story from? Should it be from Bill's perspective or Becker's perspective?
It should definitely be Bill's story. Bill's story, and then I'll just fill in where he's wrong.
Let Greg tell. Greg will tell a much better story than that one.
Throw some color commentary in on there, right? So, all right, go ahead, Bill. Where were you guys at? What were you doing?
We were fishing the infamous Cow Creek. And you couldn't have asked for a better morning. It was flat calm, no wind. Almost immediately, we started seeing fish pushing everywhere. I think Greg hooked up first with a pretty nice snook, and I grabbed my camera, and I looked through my camera, and it's dark. I'm like, oh, panic. I had like a split second of panic. I thought, oh, crap, my camera's broke.
Lens cap?
I'm looking at it, turning it on, turning it off, and I reset the battery, and the battery's dead.
Oh.
I was like, oh, no. So, needless to say, I didn't get any pictures of that. I did have I have two GoPros now. I traded my Ranger 15 for two GoPro 2s and a whole bunch of accessories. So I'm still playing around with those. Had them on the kayak. We got some okay video, some good video. We moved to another area. We were catching more snook, little micro snook. I think we got a redfish by that point. Just had numerous blow-ups left and right. We just were blowing up the top water. And I look over, and I see this big push coming across this little bay that we're fishing. And so, you know, zip right over there, drift right into it, make a cast, bam, nails the top water. I'm fighting it, you know, and I'm thinking, this doesn't feel quite right. And it was a gigantic sail cat. I don't know if it was a school of sail cats pushing or if it was just one that was hanging with some redfish and, you know, zoomed out of the pack and grabbed this thing, but it was like major letdown. I was like, oh, man.
So, I saw that on your video. That was a big old sail cat, man.
It was pretty big. I thought about throwing it up on the measuring board and taking a picture for the yak angler, but I was like, nah. I think ladyfish is where I draw the line. I'm not putting a catfish up there. So so we continued to went to another bay. About this time, the tides really slacked off. There's not a lot of water moving. I think Greg had a corner of this bay on lockdown, and he had some good blow-ups, had a good snook on, shook the lure. I was getting on the opposite side. I lost a pretty good snook that took me in the mangroves and wrapped me around the one little dead limb that was laying in the water and pulled loose of the lure. And so we met up again, you know, and we're just kind of hanging out, and we started heading out. We look across the mouth of the river, and we see another push, you know. I'm like, well, we need to go check that out. We go over there. Well, this time they were redfish. Got one on. Not very big, you know, like good slot, middle of the slot size. It's getting later in the morning, you know. We're kind of deciding that we're going to head on back. Greg's got, he's got a couple fish he's going to clean for his pop, you know. And so we're heading back. We start seeing tarpon roll. And
get your heart rate up.
You see, a little bit. These tarpon, river tarpon, are notoriously hard to catch. You'll see them roll, hard to get them to hit anything. We saw these roll. Well, I noticed that they were rolling outside of the main channel on a shallow spot. And saw one roll. He stayed at the top. You could see the tip of his tail sticking up. His back was sticking up out of the water. Threw the top water at him, and all hell broke loose. Smashed that thing, come out of the water, ran toward me a little bit, came off to my side, made another jump, was off to my left. And I thought, well, maybe he's done jumping, and I can, you know, I backed off of my drag a little bit. Maybe I can get him back out in front of me. Maybe I can get into the kayak. Made another run off to my left at a really poor angle. Like, I knew this was coming. He jumps. The lure comes flying by my face at about Mach 2. And that was it. It was done. But I'll let Greg fill in any missing details of the story, but I think he got more of a kick out of it than I did.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, he did fine. He didn't leave out any of the important parts. But it was interesting. In the morning, you know, we were both kind of griping about the half-moon tides, which down here are kind of flat. You really don't get a lot of water movement. The timing is not that great this time of year in the morning. Or, you know, real decent tide movement. And I figured, well, we'll just get out and see what it looks like. And we get out there, and like Bill said, it was just almost a clock calm. It was just really, really nice. So we get back into some of those back bays. And like Bill said, I had a couple of big fish cornered in a back section, a real good-sized red fish that was on and off above slot at the front of the boat, and a good-sized snook. Again, it was, a long-distance release. But he saw this big push. You know, we both saw this big push, and we were probably 75, 80 yards apart at the time. And for those of you who haven't heard before, Bill has shifted kayaks. He's out of the one we very, very respectfully and lovingly referred to as the barge, and is now into a hurricane. I think it's a 14-foot hurricane. It's a real light boat. So we see this big push at the other side of the bay. And when Bill says he zipped over there, I have never seen Bill Howard in a kayak on plane before. But he was flying across the bay to get to that push, because when we first moved into the bay, we saw this big push in there. And we both threw everything but the kitchen sink at it and couldn't get anything to hook up, but we couldn't see the fish. And, it wasn't real deep where they were. But, that kind of had us a little bit on edge, that we're kind of looking for him in the bay because they hadn't moved back out. Well, he was flying back over there. I see him make the cast. I see him come tight. And at this point, I was, it was probably a good 120, 130 yards away across that bay where I was. And I'm watching, and I'm thinking that it just doesn't look right, you know. So shortly thereafter, I get the call that it was a big sail cat. I'm like, yeah, we went over and looked at the other push and came back. And I had seen what looked like a couple tarpon roll earlier in the day. But there are a lot of gar in there as well, and they'll be up on the surface in the same kind of way. As a matter of fact, Bill was right up on top of a little big gar that was poking his nose down at the bottom of the mangroves, kind of doing a headstand with his tail out of the water for a while. I guess the video didn't come out the way it was.
It didn't come out.
So there were plenty of gar in there. We'd seen them roll. But on the way, as we were paddling out, you know, it was pretty low light. And I saw a couple of bigger fish roll, but they were so dark that I thought it looked like a tarpon, but I figured it was a gar just because it was so dark. The fish itself was so dark. And as we came back in and saw these other tarpon rolling, their backs were just black. And they're black a long ways down. They were really, really dark. So the first one we saw was like, was that a tar gar? What was that? And then it rolled up again. And of course, that time we could see the fins and the tail, and the heart rate, went from 4 to 6 on the volume meter. I'm thinking, okay, I really don't have anything hooked up that I'm going to throw at it, but we'll give it a shot anyway. And we see this, like I said, Bill sees this one up on the shadow, and he throws the top water over, and he says, oh, that was a pretty good cast. Are you kidding me? The water just explodes, and this fish freaks out. I think it was probably a 35 or 40-pound fish, which, on a 30-pound leader on a redfish rod is very entertaining from both ends, I think, to watch. But, it was one of those things where he got a bad angle. And
yeah,
the boat didn't turn fast enough, and the fish didn't give him the right angle to be able to manage it and shook it. But I'll tell you what, it was 15 seconds of pure lightning. It was very interesting. Of course, I didn't have a camera in the boat, and he didn't have a camera in the boat, and coulda, woulda, shoulda. But a good time was had by all, no doubt. And now there are some redfish fillets that are going to be sent up with some cobia fillets to New York. For my dad for Father's Day. So the overall mission of the day was accomplished. But, of course, now I'm checking out tarpon outfits again and saying, okay, that I could throw a plug at him, or maybe we get out there and troll a bit, or, all right. Listen, I could be dreaming of sports cars. It is what it is.
A spring fever, right? I think Chuck has joined us. He's been listening. Chuck, is that you?
Yo.
Yo. What's up, man?
Nothing, man. Just survived a crazy storm here in Port St. John.
Really? Like a thunderstorm?
Yeah, pretty nasty summertime thunderstorm just blew through. So now, of course, in typical Florida fashion, it's sunny and there's not a stitch of breeze. It was a little hairy.
Humidity's up to about 200%. Humidity's up to about 200%, right?
No, yeah, it's miserable outside. I was going to go bass fishing right before it got dark, but I don't feel like sweating. So,
So, did you catch the tarpon, the Haywood tarpon story there?
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
I could just hear the, are you kidding me? The splashing and the laughing, and then there was probably some real choice words after it came on button, right?
No, actually, it was
just,
you know what it was? We were laughing.
You were laughing?
Yeah, we were laughing. It was just such a trip.
I expect to lose it. I don't ever expect to, you just, especially with a topwater, it's so hard to tell where that fish was hooked. And
right.
And the little ones are so acrobatic. I just expected, I'm not going to catch this fish.
Got lots of energy on them.
Oh, yeah. I didn't expect the lure to come zipping by my face, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's what they
quite a launch back.
They plan that. They pull it back like a sleek shot and aim it right at you.
Yeah.
I think I think most of the times that I've been tarpon fishing, it's about a 1 in 10. For about every 10 hook, times you hook one, you might get one to the boat. I mean, they're tough to hook up and stay hooked up with. They get such a hard mouth, and they're just so freaking acrobatic. The big ones are a little bit easier, I think, just because they don't spend much time in the air.
I would have liked to have gotten this one up, though, because he was just as black as it could be.
Yeah. That's a river fish for you.
Yeah.
I like those green gulf fish.
The ones that we were seeing were, out on the flats in the Keys, and they were the same thing. Their backs were as black as could be.
Hmm.
You can see them a mile away.
Coming out of the rivers, then. Must be moving, because the fish that are out in the Gulf and stuff are green. They come in, they look green. I've been in the Keys when they start moving in, and they're just green as can be. So you spent some time in the Keys recently, Rob. How about we hear from you on that? How'd that go?
Yeah, me and Mike Kunin and John Billings went down for the weekend, we were there. Got there Sunday. Just came back last night.
Uh-huh.
And we camped at Long Key State Park, which, if you haven't looked at that, and you're into kayak fishing and everything, that's an absolute paradise. I've stayed there before. That's right. One of the best bonefish flats in the state. But we went down there to do some filming for his movie and everything, and it was great. I mean, literally, you step out of the tent and you take five steps and you're in the water. So it was great. But we got there Sunday and, about 4 o'clock, got all set up, ate dinner, okay, time to go fishing. So we launched at their kayak launch there, which is in like a little lagoon, kind of reminds you of like Chokoloskee, except the water's really clear. And, real mangrove backcountry and stuff. And we were kind of, didn't have a whole lot of time, because the sun was going down and everything, and we got back in this residential area back there, and it was just, you could see fish up under the mangroves, man, like, it was nuts, you saw big mangrove snapper or lanes, either mangroves or lanes, I don't know, probably mangroves, I would imagine, snappers, like, big ones, not gigantic, but they were, probably in the 20-inch range. which is a pretty decent fish, you know. And there was tarpon in there too, man. Tarpon like crazy. Like, not giants, but, you know, 2-footers. But you just couldn't get them to eat.
Big enough to be entertaining.
Huh?
I said big enough to be entertaining.
Exactly, yeah. Mike tosses a myrdine up under there, and that tarpon ate it. And it was about, you know, this kind of dark out right now, you know. Just enough so I couldn't turn my GoPro on for it to come out, you know. But this thing comes out of the mangroves and jumps. It's like between me and him. And I swear that thing got up. It was higher than his head sitting in the kayak, man. It was just ridiculous, man. So, and we, you know, it's hard to pat, you know, running out of light and everything, busting out the headlamp, and it's like you just kind of begrudgingly go home, you know. Because it was, so next day we went to Long Key Channel Bridge and was fishing that for a while, and I was too scared to get in that, man. That was nuts. Went in there with some big mullet and some big rigs, and John on his stand-up paddleboard was in there, and you got the current going one way, and it's, like, ripping through there. Kayak Evan would be, like, right at home in that. and the wind is pushing, like, 20 miles an hour the other way. And I got in there, and it was, like, all I could do to get out of it. I'm not kidding you. I was too scared. You know, trust me, I'm just, I guess I'm a wimp or something. But anyway, I didn't feel safe in there. And they're in there tossing these foot-long mullet in there, you know, free-lined. And I was watching them, and both of them got hits immediately. Like, you threw them out there, and within 2 minutes, it was John's reeling in a giant. This foot-long mullet that doesn't have any scales anymore, you know. And big hits, you know, something, you know, the mullet comes flying out of the water and there's something right behind it, you know. So it was just awesome just to see that stuff, you know. And there's flat boats stacked up outside of our campsite there, you know, like all day, every day, you know.
Right.
So I said, well, we got to get out there and see what they're doing. And they were rocking and rolling, man. I mean, you could see them. You're watching them, you know. And those boats are going up and down. I mean, they're probably seasick like you would not believe being on those things. But they went out and they said that there was just like a line of tarpon coming down that flat, you know. And you just sitting there. We were talking to one guy that was out there in a kayak like all day. And he said, yeah, tarpon coming by all day long. And you just, they wouldn't eat anything. Caught more sharks than tarpon. So it was awesome.
They had a good time and got some film.
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah, awesome. It's going to be great.
When are we going to get to see it?
Probably Monday.
Okay.
I would imagine.
Cool. Is that going to be Yaktastic or somebody else?
Yeah. No, it's Yaktastic. Okay. It's Mike's film is called Everyday Push. And trailer should be coming out Monday, so keep an eye out. It'll be cool. I'm a busy dude, man.
Okay. Understand. All right, and I'm going to twist it for just a second because I got another guest that I called in, and he's going to join us here in just a second. But I'm always believing that the kids are the future of our sport, and anything that I can do, trying to help out with a program to get kids involved and get them out on the water, I'm all for it. And I'm going to ask, joining us now, James Allen. James, could you just give us a rundown? This is a SummerSlam 2013. It's a kind of a 3-part tournament. Give us a rundown. Welcome aboard to Kayak Fishing Radio, by the way.
Well, thank you, Chip. It's my pleasure to be here. And actually, this is a program at our corporation, which is family-owned, Adobe Distributors. We started last year when we had some youth anglers who were sending us some messages on Facebook. And they basically were complaining it wasn't really a whole lot for them to do during the summertime. And my wife and I really took it to heart because we didn't want to see the kids just sitting at home during the summer school break, playing with an Xbox or, you know, whatever the game consoles are that they have out there today. you know, my day was Atari.
Yeah.
So, basically, we started this last year, in which we break up the summer into three periods, and we give the kids a photo token to take pictures of their fish with, and they have to then send those pictures into our email, and we judge them for validity, and based upon those pictures and the size of the fish, we give them points dependent upon the species that they caught. This year was our second year. We had such a great time doing it last year. We're actually going to kick off our first period of the three periods tomorrow morning. And that this one's going to run period one will run May 24th through June 17th. And then we'll have two following periods after that. Any kid can register by sending an email to SummerSlam2013@mail.com. And all they have to do is send in some simple information, which is their name, their email address, and age, and the city that they live in, or town, whatever the case may be. And we will send them back the species list, the rule sheets, and their photo token.
Okay, and
it's free of charge to any kid who wants to fish it. This year, the only difference is last year we had it for ages 16 and under. This year, we actually have a separate division for 17 and 18-year-old kids so that they're not really chewing up all of the prizes from the younger kids.
Right.
And we made it a little harder for their skill set in which they have to do a combination of points. So, you know, in our lovely state of Florida, we have a lot of fresh water and a lot of salt water. So for the 17 and 18-year-olds, they have to catch a combination of both to get their maximum points.
Nice.
And their point count will actually add up. It's 50% fresh water and 50% salt water. Their skill set is a little higher. Their ability to travel around with friends or in their own vehicle is a little bit different than, let's say, a 12 or a 13-year-old that has to get mom or dad to take them somewhere. But we wanted to make it fair. We had some kids that were maxing out at age from last year who really enjoyed the program and did really well. So we didn't want to forget them. And, you know, trust me, I would love to give these kids big cash prizes. But, you know, we can't do that. And our prize packages that we make up for the kids are based upon donated items that we've gotten from manufacturers in the field. And we've got some really good stuff this year. We've got, you know, some good companies involved, PK Lures. We got VOA has actually sent us a kit of their baits for the largest fish, which is going to be a separate prize altogether. So the fish that actually represents the most points is going to win that special kit from the OA. And
nice.
We just, you know, we have Bull Buster monofilaments. We've got all kinds of companies. Everything is listed on our Facebook page. And on our Facebook page, we're at SummerSlam Junior Fishing Contest. And it just, you know, it's a great program. And we also would like to thank Kayak Fishing Radio. Kayak Fishing Radio actually helped us out this year. As much as I'd like to say that, you know, the fishing industry, you know, is big and booming. We're a small company. We're family owned. We're independent. When we went looking for some help with shipping of the prize packages for the winners of the contest, it was Kayak Fishing Radio that jumped up and put the word in for us.
We'll take care of it, man. No problem. It's like I said, it's for the kids, and we want to make sure that we support them. So
it is.
It's just,
it is for
just
the kids. And, you know, one of the things that, you know, I don't see my wife cry a lot, but we actually had one of the youth anglers last year send a message in to my wife and I that said, thank you for you for sponsoring this program for us this summer. Because if it would not be your program and me going out and trying to win fishing every day, I would have been playing on a game program in the house.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have other things that we have to, you know, take into account here, Jeff, and that is, you know, we are some wonderful stewards of our outdoors out there, and a lot of people see them on Facebook, and a lot of us who are in the industry know who they are. But we're all aging, and we need to keep bringing these kids and getting them involved in programs, because these are the kids who 20 years from now will be running those programs.
Absolutely. And as long as you teach them to fish, at least when they're fishing, you know where they're at, right? Because usually the clone's right out there in front of me anyway, so.
That's right. That's
and,
right.
And his email will be coming in here pretty soon, so. He's going to get a chance to catch some fish this weekend, so. But, hey, we're glad to help out, James. And so your Facebook page, Summer Slam Junior Fishing,
Junior
is that
fishing
right?
Contest.
Okay, and that's on Facebook. Is there another website, or are you going to post everything through that?
No, everything actually gets posted into there. The only thing we have is we have a registration email.
Right.
And that same registration email is where the kids will turn in their pictures of their fish.
Okay.
And for the judges to look at. And we're very, you know, like I said, we grew from last year to include an older youth division, to include the 17 and 18 year olds. And
right.
we've also talked three youth anglers who are basically going to stand by and let the other youth anglers fish. And they are going to be the judges this year. And they're going to be the ones that say, we allow this picture, you know, congratulations on your point. You know, so I got three that I'm grooming into over the years who may be the ones that, like I said, some years from now, running this program for other kids.
Absolutely.
You know, well, and it is important.
It is, definitely. So.
It is.
James, go ahead.
That's if you go right ahead.
No, I just the idea that, you know, we got to get them out there so that they see the value of the fishery, the value of the sport, and it's programs like that. Like I said, appreciate it and glad we were able to help out. So we'll be looking forward to seeing some of that, seeing some of the pictures. I guess you'll be posting them there on the Facebook page and.
Yes, as a matter of fact, we still have a few that are on the Facebook page that were left over from last year. I didn't want to take everything off because then the page would have just kind of died out. But, and this way kids can go in and they can see, you know, like some of the fish that were turned in last year.
Absolutely.
You know, because we have, we try to cover pretty much what they're going to catch.
Now,
whether they're here, I think we have some children from Virginia Beach, Virginia that are signed up, and but you can fish a contest, doesn't matter where you're at. If you're in North Carolina, that's fine. Texas, love it. Come on.
And I know that Mark Lozier, Tuesday night host there from the Double L crew, he said his daughter's already signed up there, Amara. So that's so we're get the word out, and they don't have to fish from a kayak, right? It could be any boat. They can fish from the bank, right? Is that right?
We just want them to fish. It doesn't
Absolutely.
Matter where they fish. They can fish from a bridge. They can fish from a pier. They can fish from the bank. You know, we have basically we had split the division up so that there's on the 16 and under, they have they can fish inshore fish. They can fish offshore fish. If they spend a lot of time on the boat with their dad or friends, or they can freshwater fish in that division, it doesn't matter. They do not have to sign up for a particular division. They can
awesome.
Fish them all.
And no charge.
And it's no charge to the children.
All right. Just a little bit of time from adult supervision and get them out there, get the kids on the water, and get them fishing.
That's it.
What's better than that, right?
Nothing. I mean, that's the way I grew up in the Keys, and that's the way I grew up. You know, people used to say to me, you know, when you were younger, did you ever wear any clothes? Yeah, I wore a pair of shorts. And I didn't know what
pair of shoes were. There you go. No, I know what it is. Hey, James, thanks for joining us tonight. Thanks for getting it out. Thanks for hosting this program. And we'll look forward to seeing some pictures and seeing some kids' smiling faces with some fish,
and
right?
And hopefully this first period is going to run until June 17th. So hopefully somewhere around that period, you're going to have us back on the air, and we're going to talk about the success of period one and going into period two.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And with maybe some parents' permission and stuff, we can have some of our winners join us here on the show and let them tell us how they caught those big fish, right?
That would be great.
Reading my mind.
Yeah, thanks. Greg was right. I saw the button moving, man. He was like, I got something going right there, yeah. So. All right, James, thanks for joining us. You're welcome to hang out here on Buzzards Row with us. We got a few more minutes. We're going to kind of go around the horn and see what the game plan is for the weekend. We got a long weekend coming up. I know folks are going to get out there and fish, and we're going to try to get some kids on the water and get some pictures posted to your program. So thanks again. Appreciate it.
That's what we're looking for, Chip. Thank you very much. And like I said, it's been a pleasure being on the air with you.
I thank you, James. All right. So actually, James, you're just going to be looking at the email, waiting for pictures to come in, or are you going fishing this weekend?
Mine actually just turned 17, so he's got a brand-new driver's license. So I got a feeling that pretty much tomorrow is going to be wrapped up with trying to find him some vehicle insurance, and we have some family other business that we have to tend to on Saturday. So I'm sure Sunday is getting fighting at the bit to get out and fish.
All right. And maybe we see you guys up at the Boondoggle there in the Panhandle this year.
Well, you know, Chuck has been a friend of ours for many, many years. And, you know, we're going to try to make it up there.
All right. And your son is Josh, right?
Yes, Joshua.
I think I saw his smiling picture there with his new driver's license there just the other day, or just not here recently, right? So,
yes,
and Chuck's on the air there. You're there, right, Chuck? Well,
yeah,
Chuck was
there.
There he is. There he is. All right. So Chuck's got a couple
there's
of guys who can get out there fishing.
There's our buddy Chuck. Hey, Chuck, don't forget I got those popping corks. That's popping corks.
Yeah, man, I'll be talking to you soon enough.
All right.
You guys have a good evening, and thank you again for all of your help with the SummerSlam Junior Fishing Contest.
No problem, James. We look forward to talking to you again.
Okay.
All right. There it is. So, SummerSlam. Chuck, I think you're hanging out the window, are you?
No, I'm good. I'm good.
Okay. There you go. All right. So SummerSlam 2013 at mail.com. Send the info. Check it out on the Facebook page and get your young ones involved. Get the neighbor kids involved, and let's get some kids out there fishing this summer. Bill, what's your game plan for the weekend? We're going around the horn. We're running out of time tonight.
Fish and more fish.
Fish and more fish? You going back after some of those tarpon?
Could be. Gotta look at the winds. See what the winds
look
are
at the
doing.
Wind. I know. I'm coming to Florida, so the wind machine's cranking up, man.
Sorry. Yes, thank you very much.
No problem, man. Give Joe Boo. I'll send him a quart of rum, and we'll see if we can settle him down a little bit. Rob, are you going to fish, or you had enough for the week? Somebody's.
No fishing for me, man. I'm busy editing, man. But next weekend going to fish on the East Coast there at Cars Park with
okay.
Alex Goritschke and probably Vicky and some other little mini dune dizzle for the day.
Awesome.
So that'll be cool. Yeah.
Very cool. All right, we look forward to seeing some of that video from Long Key. That looked like a really cool place.
Yes, sir. And happy Memorial Day weekend, and thank you for your service, sir.
Not a problem. I had a great time doing it, man.
Cool.
Chuck, what's your game plan, man? What's your game plan?
The game plan is I might take my son out fishing on Saturday. We're celebrating his birthday on Sunday. He'll be 4 years old. And I believe I may try and sneak him out on Saturday morning and do a little fishing.
All right.
See if we can't get him a birthday redfish or something.
Make sure you get him signed up for the SummerSlam 2013.
Is there a four-year-old division?
It's under 16, man. That's four is under 16.
Four is under 16. I did learn that in kindergarten. No, actually, I'm really excited about my Monday night show, if I could plug that real quick.
All right, go ahead.
Thank you. I've got Joe Hector. Joe Hector of the Extreme Kayak Fishing Tournament Series, the guy who started that whole thing down there in Pompano Beach. He will be my guest on the show this coming Monday night. Which I'm pretty excited about. The guy's pretty much single-handedly helped to explode the offshore fishing craze from kayaks in South Florida. And then the following Monday night, drum roll please, I have none other than Miss Ashley Ray rejoining me again on my show as a guest. And if you missed the first conversation I had with her almost 2 years ago, when we did that interview, she was kind of just starting to get her blog going and everything else. Now she's on multiple TV shows. She's got truck endorsements, boat endorsements. She's on the Hobie team. I mean, it's crazy. So that'll be a good interview as well.
Awesome. All right. So that's Monday night, the Monday night kickoff show with Redfish Chuck. And it's going to be Memorial Day evening. So we'll either be listening to it on the app or driving home or just got home and turn it on. So look forward to that. All right, Chuck. Thanks, man.
Thank you for what you've done with the military and also Mr. Becker and Haywood as well for everything you guys do to help us out.
The military's not my fault. And The guys that are still out there making sure that things are safe and stuff are the guys that are important. Guys like Greg, Mr. Becker there with his work in the Red Cross and stuff, making it happen. The folks that are out there responding right now to the Oklahoma disaster, and the folks that have gone before us, that's the Memorial Day thing. So we appreciate that. We appreciate it keeping going. And speaking of Mr. Becker, your game plan for this weekend? Tarpon.
Oh, tarpon. I'm
you're
sorry.
Torn,
tarpon, what'd you say?
Tarpon, cobia. Which one, man?
Yeah, I know. I need a tobia. That's what I need. I need a cobia, something that jumps like a tarpon and tastes like a cobia. I need to find that. I think that's the goal. I'm actually off for a few days. I did the Friday, take Tuesday thing to extend the weekend.
Nice.
Tides are looking pretty good in the afternoons, and the wind is looking okay tomorrow. But as you say, Joe, who's gotten wind of your scheme for the balance of the weekend down here. Did you see the Jobu in the kayak thing I sent you?
No, I did not.
I'll have to send that again. I was hoping that now that Jobu is a kayak angler, we might be cut a little bit of slack. But
all right,
I'll have to send you that again.
Please.
So. May try to get out tomorrow afternoon. Unfortunately, Junior Fly Reel has been a little bit under the weather for most of the week. I thought he was getting better, sent him to school today, and he's back down tonight. So I'm not sure about his fishing plans for the weekend, but I definitely want to get him out. I've been keeping my eye on the SummerSlam event and looking to get him signed up and get him out there just to have the fun. But we'll see what shakes down.
Awesome. Awesome. Give him our best. Give our best to your family there. And I'll try to spend as much time over on the Alabama side of the line to keep the wind down as much as I can this weekend, but I can't promise.
We'd appreciate that. Actually, you know, before we go out, do us a favor, just like a half an hour before you're going to actually cross the line, just send us a text or something so we know to get off the water.
We'll put a NOTAM out. All right.
Exactly. There you go.
All right. And Mr. Wheeler, somebody's enjoying that Slurpee or whatever it is.
Sorry.
Is that you, Bill? Are you doing your sound effects again?
Sorry.
Okay. Wheeler, are you still there? Wheeler, mute button. I guess we lost him. Well, Mark Wheeler and our Low Sodium Show on Wednesday nights. Make sure you check him out. And also the Double L Crew on Tuesdays. We're here Monday through Thursday. And I thank everybody on Buzzards Row. It's a regular thing on Thursday nights. And our special guest there, Mr. James Allen from James, say the name again, Jojoby, is that it for your family business, sir?
Yes, distributors? Actually, Jojoby Distributors Incorporated out of Cape Coral, Florida.
Jojoby Distributors out of Cape Coral. And the SummerSlam Junior Fishing Tournament 2013. We appreciate you being on with us tonight.
Thank you very much, Chip. Our pleasure.
All right. And that's about it for Thursday night. Here from Buzzards Row, I'm Chip Gibson, my co-host there, Mr. Becker. And I appreciate everybody joining me. Y'all have a good weekend. Safe Memorial Day weekend. Make sure you get the safety briefs out before you hit the road. And we'll see everybody here Monday night. And for our guests in the chat room, Mr. Lozier, R. Lee, Scuba Stan, Tommy Head Jigs, and Brad from Sunjammers. If you're in Panama City this weekend, make sure you stop in there and see him. We'll see y'all next week. Good night. Where's my funky outro? We're going to do that one. Good night, all. Thank you.